Hi, I'm Jane. I'm a naturopath, and in this video, I'm going to talk about cholesterol. Now, when I say the word cholesterol, did you have a moment where you went, "Oh, that's bad. That's a bad thing," because that's certainly what I grew up thinking. I remember hearing people say, "If you have cholesterol," which is absolutely ridiculous. So, first of all, I just want to say that even though it has become this word that has this unmerited negative connotation, I'm going to go into bat for cholesterol because it is a component in every cell of the body. So we need cholesterol. If you don't have any cholesterol, you are not alive. So there's a couple of, and cholesterol has really important roles in the body. So it's a precursor of bile acids. And you need bile acids, which produce bile, to digest fat. So if you are not producing enough bile and don't have enough cholesterol to produce enough bile, you're not breaking down fats efficiently. And remember, it's not just about fat digestion for energy, it's also, your fat-soluble vitamins and nutrients that you need, that you have to have through fat digestion. Cholesterol is also a building block or a component of hormones. So your corticosteroids and your sex hormones in particular. If you have low cholesterol or not enough cholesterol, then you're not making enough of these important sex hormones. So as usual, it's not just a one size fits all. Everything plays into everything else in our body. It's a really simplistic idea to label something, all good or all bad. It just doesn't work like that. So a bit of background, approximately a quarter of the cholesterol comes from the diet. So I remember growing up in the 80s. I remember, the supermarket shelves would be full of margarine and it was all about low cholesterol, low cholesterol. But it's a bit of a furphy because really, if you have an issue with high cholesterol, most of it is made internally, endogenously by you. You're not getting the largest portion of that is not through your diet. So approximately a quarter of it is through the diet. And anyway, the cholesterol, if you're one thinking about what you should reduce in your diet, you'd probably be more it would be more helpful to look at reducing high fats. We'll talk a bit about that later because it's not just generally all fats, but particularly, damaged fats would be the worst thing, and refined carbohydrates. So, also just to explain, when you are tested for cholesterol, a lot of times, so you get tested for a lot of markers, triglycerides and total cholesterol, but there's also these two terms, HDL and LDL, which I noticed that a lot of people are a bit confused about. So LDL is the lipoprotein. So lipoproteins are the tr they're actually they're well they're made up of lipids and proteins, but they transport cholesterol through around in the blood. So they're not cholesterol, but they are a transporter. So it's a way to measure. It is a good way to measure sort of levels of cholesterol because they're transporting it, but they're not the same thing. And the LDL is low density lipoprotein and HDL is high density lipoprotein. And generally, again, we're realizing that it's not as simple as this, but it used to be considered that HDL was the good guy and LDL was the bad guy. Again, it's not so black and white as that. But generally, the reason for that is that it's really got more to do with, so if you have lots of cholesterol, lots of LDL, lots of HDL, but they are undamaged and they're in, your artery, your blood vessels are in good condition and the lipoproteins and the cholesterol is all in good nick and they're doing their job and transporting it around in the blood and then transports it to where it's needed and goes into the cells and the cholesterol is used for making bile and making hormones and things like that. We don't have a problem. But the issue is that if the lipoproteins and the cholesterol are damaged, or if the blood vessels are damaged, what happens is you get a lot of this accumulation, so of cholesterol in the blood vessels, which it sort of becomes a bit of a self-perpetuating cycle of this damage, and then you get So increased hypertension and increased risk of cardiovascular type risk events. So, and obviously, yeah, there is a factor in having too much cholesterol, in the sense that if you've got a lot of oxidized or inflamed oxidized cholesterol, then obviously more of it is worse than having less oxidized. But yeah, if you get what I mean, it's like if you have perfectly healthy cholesterol, then how much is less of an issue? I hope I didn't confuse everyone there. So therefore, treating cholesterol is really about, once again, making sure that you don't have a high inflammatory highly inflamed system, or that you don't have a lot of risk of oxidation of the cholesterol. So again, just to quickly run through all those things that we all are aware of, I hope, which is about stress management. So it's all the things that increase oxidation and increase, or risk of oxidation and increase inflammation. So stress management, good levels of exercise, minimum 30 minutes per day, weight management where it's needed, smoking obviously is a high oxidation risk, high processed foods, and obviously making sure that your diet's full of lots of natural antioxidants in fresh fruit and veggies. So I hope that message is clear. So it's not about cholesterol itself per se, although that can play a role, you know, become an issue. It's about having healthy cholesterol, not having damaged cholesterol. So, and just remember too that cholesterol is really important in sites of injury. Cholesterol kind of gets sent to help, you know, in the repair process. So you are going to have, you know, a collection of cholesterol around injury sites in the blood vessels. So you can see that it becomes a bit of an issue. Okay, some specific nutrients, lipoic acid. So this is an antioxidant, but what makes this one unique is that it's fat soluble. So cholesterol obviously is basis in, has a fat basis. So that's really important. So it prevents the oxidation of the LDL cholesterol. Garlic, again, that's really, you know, they've done trials where it's reduced the total and LDL cholesterol. So equivalent of 600 milligrams of dried garlic powder per day. So that, as I said in one of the other videos, 2 capsules a day of the aged garlic extract, or lots and lots of garlic in everything. Vitamin D, I just want to make a note about vitamin D. So the proper term for vitamin D is cholecalciferol. So cholesterol. So we actually need cholesterol. So cholesterol gets converted to the precursor of vitamin D3, and then UV light or sunlight then converts that, you know, precursor to the D3. So vitamin D is an interesting one, because we need it. We need cholesterol to make vitamin D. We also need vitamin D to have good cholesterol. So it is really helpful to test your levels of vitamin D, which is easy to do, and just see where you sit on that. And generally, I know, you know, mainstream medical testing will suggest that you have at least 50, can't remember the measurement unit now, but at least 50, but you know, functionally naturopaths often want it up even higher, up even as close 80 to 100, and sometimes even a bit over. So CoQ10 is really important in cholesterol management, particularly also if you are on statins. So statins do directly reduce levels of CoQ10, so that's crucial if you are on statins. Some herbs that are very helpful in cholesterol. So we have a term in herbalism called, or an action of herbs, which is choleretic. So that's actually directly increasing production of bile acids. So St. Mary's thistle is a herb that has an active silymarin, and globe artichoke would probably be the key herb that we think of when we think of cholesterol. So that's the leaves of the globe artichoke plant, not the fruit, although definitely would eat the fruit as well. Dandelion root, so general liver health is really important. Fenugreek is another herb. And foods that are specific, alfalfa sprouts, plant sterols. So this is where we had the margarine push, because you know, it was shown that plant sterols are high in your vegetable oils. The problem with that though is that vegetable oils can easily oxidize. So the last thing you want to do is have oxidized or damaged fats will directly contribute to the problem with having high cholesterol. I would prefer that people stick to whole food forms like that's in your nuts and legumes. Soluble fiber, psyllium and slippery elm. So the research dose that's helpful for reducing cholesterol is 15 to 30 grams a day. So that's a fair bit. So really powders, mixing them into your porridge and yogurt and smoothies and things like that to get that level. And fish oil. So 3.5 grams of fish oil per day has been shown to lower triglycerides. Hope that's helpful. And thank you very much.